This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to pop, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great week, despite the fact that there are some very dangerous and worrisome events that are planned for the immediate future. What can we do about them? Actually, dealing with those events, including a planned million militia march. Yeah, there are about 400 people who have been identified as planning for that million militia march on January 17th. And they're planning to have marches that shut down state capitals in all 50 states. Okay, that probably won't happen, but one of the most undercovered stories of the last couple of days has been the fact that it was not just in Washington, D.C., not just in the other Washington, Olympia, Washington, it was capitals across the country in which there were serious demonstrations that took place, some of them invading state property. Right now, they have put up, for the opening of the Washington State Legislature, big, supposedly impassable fences to protect the legislators from people who plan to disrupt their work. Now, in terms of those impassable fences, I'm not sure Mexico is going to pay for it, but one can only hope. With all of this going on, and serious talk of impeachment, impeachment resolutions claiming incitement to insurrection, that has been submitted to the House. It has more than 218 co-sponsors, so it will pass the House. Is that a good idea? No, I think it's a terrible idea. I don't think it helps the country. I don't think it helps the remaining days of the Trump administration, and it certainly doesn't help the Biden administration, which is coming into power on January 20th. The whole idea really can be tied up and solved together with looking ahead at these plans for future demonstrations. By the way, if you think that the Million Militia March, as it's called, which is headed for Washington, D.C. next Saturday, if you believe that's a good idea, or you're planning to participate, or you believe it will actually fulfill some kind of meaningful purpose, it's actually, did I say Saturday? It's next Sunday is the Million Militia March. What a way to observe the Sunday before inauguration. But that's what they have in mind. If you think that's a good thing, then give me a call. It's not a good thing. It's a terrible thing for the country. It's the last thing the country needs. But it provides a tremendous opportunity for President Trump. And honest to goodness, I just tweeted about this, and it's actually, yes, I'm still on Twitter. If the President of the United States wants to avoid resignation, which would be the most constructive solution to this entire thing, he won't do that. I understand. If he wants to avoid 25th Amendment, nobody's really talking seriously about that. For one thing, and this is ironic, one of the reasons that the 25th Amendment absolutely is not practical, it won't happen, it shouldn't happen, is that the members of his cabinet whose votes would be needed to have President Trump removed under the 25th Amendment have resigned. And I don't know if people like Elaine Chao, who's married, of course, to Mitch McConnell, who's the Transportation Secretary, or Betsy DeVos, who's the Education Secretary, who have resigned in protest and with criticism for President Trump. As ex-members of the cabinet, they don't get to vote. And what you would need is not only Vice President Pence, who won't agree, but you'd need a majority of President Trump's cabinet, and the people who have stayed on and are still part of the cabinet tend to be Trump loyalists. Forget about it. So what does Trump need to do? What's the solution that helps the country? It's to address these future demonstrations and discourage them. There's one thing that, and this just stood out at me, jumped out at me. There's a media, social media site called Gab. And there's a very loyal supporter of President Trump who posted this on Gab. He had Parler and private groups, which is when Parler was still operating, on chatting services, WhatsApp, and Signal, have all called for, quote, an armed march on Capitol Hill and all state capitals at noon on the 17th of January. That's next Sunday. And this one commenter on Gab said this: I'd like to come to this, but want to know, does our president want us there? Awaiting instructions. Mr. President, respond. Give instructions. The instructions, stay home. And this kind of statement that the president needs to make, he's been very, very silent, could all of a sudden sweep away all of the talk about impeachment and all of the talk about resignation and all of the talk about President Trump's incitement. Do the opposite of incitement. Do discouragement. Speak out clearly in terms of accepting the election results. Put an end to the big lie at the bottom of it all. That was the title of my most recent column in Newsweek, which we sent out in our Medved newsletter. You can read it at michaelmedved.com. But the big lie at the bottom of it all is that President Trump won the election. He didn't. And President Trump knows that he didn't. And everybody really who's going out there should know that he didn't. And the entire thing is so sad to think that we're going to have more of this. The Capitol complex, writes the New York Times, typically a hive of activity, remained cut off from its surroundings Sunday night by troop deployments, an imposing scrim of 7-foot-tall, unscalable fencing. Still in shock from the worst breach of the building in more than two centuries, lawmakers were expected to turn their attention this week to a second slate of impeachment charges against President Trump. Bad idea. Who has said little about the riots he helped to incite, in part because social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have either banned him or severely limited his use of their platforms. As of Sunday, nearly 400 people had joined a private group online dedicated to what is being billed as the Million Militia March, an event scheduled to take place in Washington, this one on January 20th. On Parler, a social media site popular on the far right that is in danger of being taken offline because of rampant talk of violence, commentators were debating what tools they should bring to the march, mentioning everything from baseball bats to body armor to assault rifles. We took the building once, one person posted. We can take it again. While most of the chatter online appeared to be directed toward Inauguration Day, some on the right have argued that pro-Trump activists should instead gather once again on Capitol Hill and hold other rallies in cities outside Washington on January 17th. Over the weekend, flyers began to circulate on Parler and in private groups on the chatting services WhatsApp and Signal, calling for an armed march on Capitol Hill and all state capitals at noon on January 17th. In a statement issued on Sunday, the U.S. Secret Service, which is responsible for security at the inauguration, said that the inauguration was a fundamental element of our democracy. That's true. and that the safety and security of all those participating was of the utmost importance. Look, Mr. Trump has developed a reputation for supporting the men in blue, for supporting police officers. Support them now. Discourage people from marching again on Washington. And how should evangelicals in particular respond? We'll get to that coming up on the Midnight Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than $1 a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVET. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVET for these great radio specials.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
On the Michael Medved show. This breaking news, up to 15,000 National Guard members could be deployed in Washington, D.C. during the presidential inauguration. Senior defense officials just said today. This is part of a rapidly expanding response following a deadly insurrection at the Capitol last week. Army General Daniel R. Hokanson, who is the chief of the National Guard Bureau, said in a call with reporters that about 6,000 guardsmen from six states already are in the nation's capital, and that the military response will expand to about 10,000 by the end of the weekend. All of this, obviously, cannot be ignored by the President of the United States. I know he was supposed to be in Camp David this weekend. He's been quiet, which I suppose is correct up to a point. But at some point, what President Trump has to do is respond to some of those good people. And they are good people, not all of the people who were involved in the Save America March, not all of the people who were planning this million militia march are crazies and creeps. They're not. And you read the profile of some of the people who were arrested. I think they were terribly misled. They were misled by a president who said, among other things, he'd be marching with them, which is a very direct statement he made in his speech right before they marched up to the Capitol building. But for some of these folks, like the one who posted, I'd like to come to this, but want to know, does our president want us there awaiting instructions? President Trump gave them instructions to stay home, to celebrate the peaceful transfer of power. And no matter how much you may fear, and you may in fact hate, President-elect Biden, to recognize that he is a duly elected president. Until President Trump does that, this fever is never going to break. And in fact, I happen to think that, as the Wall Street Journal said today in a fine editorial, part of what is going on with the media services trying to make it difficult for Parler to operate, to throwing President Trump off Twitter. Twitter has a perfect right to do that. It's not censorship because it's not the government doing that. And a private company has the right to pick and choose how it does business. And the idea that somehow the government should now crack down on big tech, what should happen is big tech should reconsider what they're doing, because this almost fulfills some of the fears that people have about a gigantic conspiracy trying to take away fundamental rights of self-expression of the American people. And if anybody said, no, you're not allowed to come to Washington, that's unthinkable. Just as it would be unthinkable for someone to come to Washington to ban someone going to Washington for a BLM demonstration. No, that's appropriate. But it's appropriate for people to come as long as the demonstration is peaceful. But when the demonstration turns unpeaceful, it's also appropriate for the authorities to impose a curfew, as they did after the riot in the Capitol building. In other words, there is a role here for responsibility. What is perfectly, perfectly appropriate and will silence and still the waters and help us proceed for the next 9 days that we need to live through of the Trump presidency will be for President Trump to say something to those people who are still planning to come, some of them heavily armed. And yes, some of them are to the Capitol. And yes, the authorities will be better prepared this time. But does that mean there won't be violence? The article in the New York Times about the plans ahead has to do with the very decided effort that is going on the part of federal authorities and state authorities to round up people who were identified in the Capitol riot. Does anyone think that's inappropriate? 1-800-955-1776. Washington Post reports U.S. counterterrorism prosecutors are investigating two men who allegedly carried plastic restraints or zip ties into the Capitol during the breach and riot last week. The Justice Department and the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington announced the men were arrested yesterday. Larry Rendell Brock of Texas was arrested with one count of knowingly entering a restricted building and one count of violent entry and disorderly conduct, prosecutors said. Brock was photographed at the clerk's desk at the well of the Senate chamber wearing a green helmet, tactical vest, and black and camouflage jacket and holding a white flex cuff used by police to restrain people, prosecutors said. The New Yorker reported that Brock is a retired lieutenant colonel, Air Force Academy graduate, and combat veteran. Isn't that sad? The report also said he had a vinyl tag of the Texas flag overlaid on a skull logo of the Punisher, a Marvel comic book character who had been adopted by paramilitary groups and more recently by white supremacists and followers of the QAnon far-right conspiracy theory. Eric Gavilak Munchel of Tennessee was charged with the same counts as Brock, prosecutors said. Look, one of the factors here about people being identified has to do with the fact that they weren't masked. Think about it. I mean, one of the things about the BLM demonstrators, a lot of the BLM demonstrators and rioters and people who should have been arrested, they were hard to identify because they were wearing masks. And I don't mean masks like the Lone Ranger. I mean masks like COVID-19. How stupid for people to come into the Capitol building and not to wear COVID-19 masks, if nothing else, to protect their identities from security cameras and from future arrest. Let's go quickly to our... We are going to actually go quickly to a question. Can you be fired for joining a violent mob that storms the Capitol? And we will get to your calls, 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back.
Your outlet for outrage.
It's outrageous what's going on out here.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
It is a tremendous, tremendous thing, and I'm telling you, it's going to explode.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Social media platform Parler has sued Amazon.com after the tech giant abruptly ended web hosting services to the company, effectively halting its operation. President-elect Joe Biden says his top priority will be getting more coronavirus vaccinations into the arms of Americans. After getting his second vaccination in Delaware, Biden warning that the ongoing outbreak is going to get worse before it gets better. Biden also saying once he takes office, he'll be working on another COVID relief bill.
My priority is to get first and foremost, the stimulus bill passed, and secondly, begin to rebuild the economy in a way that I'll be 99%.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Democrats have secured enough votes to impeach President Trump for inciting an insurrection at the Capitol. USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, an issue has come up in Oregon. Can you be fired? Is it constitutional to fire you for joining a violent mob that storms the Capitol? We will get to that in just a moment. Let me go directly to your calls first. 1-800-955-1776 to RJ in Tacoma. You're on the Medved show.
Yeah, Michael. So anyway, I just sat back here in the United States dealing with well over a year of political communism and terrorism in our country, and I didn't see any of the outrage that I'm seeing over a trespassers at the Capitol. There's a difference between assaulting, attacking, and destroying property in the United States, including voters' property rights, the citizens themselves, and just going into a building that you have the right to go into to begin with. Maybe it was uninvited, but to put this in any way in the same boat as what we've just gone through in the last year is ludicrous. I am for enforcing all laws, not just this one.
All right, agreed. What about laws against murder?
Well, we don't enforce that here because we've had a lot of citizens that have been murdered over the last year by Democrats rioting. So let's just, you know, let's call it the way it is. We don't.
Where? I mean, the, again, most of the people who have died in those riots most of them, there's that one individual who was killed by the Antifa activist in Oregon. And but then you have the Kyle Rittenhouse and the two people that he killed. But see, this is over the course of hundreds of riots. This is in a couple of hours. There are now five people who have died. There's another member of the Capitol Police who apparently a son of a former sergeant of arms at the U.S. Capitol who killed himself over the weekend. And they're also linking that to what happened. Again, the whataboutism of trying to bring up the some of the awful excesses and some of the BLM riots were inexcusable. And the property destruction and the looting, and it was all terrible. But this is striking at American government, and it's striking at the seat of government. And nobody ever said that there was a specific American politician, Democrat, independent, anything, nobody in elected office who said, I want you to go out and loot. We've got to loot. We've got to attack a federal courthouse. And nobody said that. And President Trump basically went tremendously far in that direction in his speech right before the rioters went up to the Capitol building. And, RJ, if you don't see a difference, look, I think absolutely we owe an obligation to protect every Starbucks, to protect every small business, to protect every large business, to protect American property from looting, which is why you heard a lot of condemnation on this show for the excesses of the BLM riots. And they were a lot of them BLM riots, even though there were also many BLM protests that were nonviolent. But this is uniquely threatening to the whole way that we conduct a democracy, partially because a lot of the people who participated in the violence and the property destruction are of the belief that they were acting on behalf of the President of the United States, that he wanted them to do that. That's why he has to make it so clear coming up to January 17th, where they've called for action in all 50 state capitals and the U.S. Capitol, and the 20th of the inauguration, why the President has to make it clear, don't come. Don't protest. It's not what I want. It damages rather than adds to the Trump legacy. This just came in from Kathy in Puyallup. She said, you just said that Twitter has the right to kick people off their platform because it's a private company. Why is Parler now being censored? Since they are a private company as well, don't they deserve the same respect? It is such a double standard. No, it's not, Kathy. Parler isn't being censored by the government. What censorship involves is government telling private citizens what you can and can't say. What you have with Parler is other private companies say, we don't want to work with you anymore because we think you're crazy. We think you're not moderating or following or patrolling violent content on your site. And by the way, Parler will find another home. It may be a little bit disrupted. But the truth of the matter is, I do believe it is responsible and appropriate for media platforms, for social media that are private companies that can set their own standards. And if those standards are not politically based, and even if they are politically based, in other words, would it be possible for somebody to set up a Trump Nation platform that would only take material that it would be probably stupid to say you can only take material that agrees with President Trump? But if you want to do that, you can. And to try to have the government discourage that, that's censorship. Okay, the Oregonian asked the question, can you be fired for joining a violent mob that storms the Capitol? And they spoke to Elizabeth C. Tippett, who is an associate professor of law at the University of Oregon. She said, of course you can. Based on my experience as a law professor and lawyer specializing in employment law, I doubt that Navistar management is losing sleep over whether its decision was legally justified. It's not even a close case. Non-unionized workers in the United States, about 90% of all workers, are employed at will. That means you can be terminated at any time without notice for any reason. Doesn't even have to be a good reason. Unless the company has guaranteed your job in writing or there is a specific law that protects your conduct, such as laws protecting union organizing or whistleblowing, your fate is up to them. The law is more protective when it comes to unionized workers and government employees. These workers may have the right to be terminated only for cause, and they might get a hearing process prior to being disciplined. Government workers are also protected by the First Amendment, particularly when it comes to free speech and their capacity as citizens rather than speech related to the workplace. The problem here is criminal activity. Obviously, if you engage in criminal activity and you are arrested for it, the notion that you can get in trouble with your employer is obvious and appropriate. Do you think that an employer should be able to fire somebody if he gets arrested for a string of rapes? Or if he gets arrested for a string of burglaries? Sure. And the idea that somebody would go into the Capitol building with the intention, as was expressed in social media, with the intention of either killing or kidnapping or physically punishing members of Congress who are not doing what you want, they just arrested a guy who had tweeted out the day before the riots, I have a whole S-load, he said, of guns, and I'm going to put a bullet right into Nancy Pelosi's noggin. Okay, look, this is unacceptable. Now, does this represent all of the demonstrators? No, it represents a tiny minority of the demonstrators. But the question I would put to you is, okay, if the demonstrators were not trying to interfere directly with an appropriate political process, what do they think they were doing? And what about the Constitution's option for impeachment after a president leaves office? What the heck is the point of that? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Right now, demand for physical precious metals continues strong and supplies are once again getting tight, so our economic problems are not likely to improve anytime soon. And that's what's caused gold and silver to go up in value recently. People are worried, and COVID-19 threatens to stop getting us back on track. Precious metals have always proven themselves in a time of crisis, but you need to choose which ones to buy and when, especially given recent short-term dips in the market. Now, analysts at major banks are forecasting that gold is ready to set new highs in the near term. Over many years, Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has proven himself as my go-to expert with smart, educated, responsible recommendations. Nick wants to offer his four decades experience to you. Give the AmFed team a call right now at 800-221-7694 and find out more at AmericanFederal.com. That's 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Right now is a great time to become a MedHead at MichaelMedVet.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year's subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedVet.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael MedVet. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on a food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Of good news that are worth sharing. One is the Dow has clawed back from a little bit of its earlier losses. It's still in the down territory, but it's still over 31,000. And when you think about what that means, that's a good and healthy sign for America. There's another good and healthy sign for America is we're back on AM 950 KOZE out of Lewiston, Idaho. And honest to goodness, this has always been a favorite station of mine because we've gotten some great callers from KOZE, and we would welcome those callers to call right now because you're hearing us live. You can hear us every weekday from noon to 3. I want to thank the co-owner of the station, Lee McVeigh, for making this possible. And we are thrilled to be back on in one of the most beautiful states in the Union, which most people don't realize, and one that I look forward to visiting again soon in the future. Live every weekday from noon to 3 on KOZE. So thank you, Lee McVeigh, and thank you, KOZE, and thank you, Idaho. Let us go to Craig in New Jersey. Craig, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hey, Michael. Just want to say it's great you're going in Idaho. I wish you come. I mean, I don't need you to be back in Philly since I listen to you every day. But I wish you'd come back to the Philadelphia radio station. I know you were there for a long time. Just want to bring up the brilliant big issue is that what role did the GOP, state and local GOPs, have? I know they bust a lot of people in. What do they tell those people? And I know that a lot of radio, right wing radio stations also participate in busing people in. I mean, I heard stories that they told people things like that they would, you know, that they'd be able to stop it or that, you know, and then I saw Josh Hawley did that fist bump and all the other thing. I mean, it almost feels like they were like basically like egging people to come to this thing under a certain kind of false pretense.
Well, the false pretense was I don't think that President Trump or Josh Hawley or anybody wanted violence. But what they did want is pressure of a huge crowd and bringing pressure to bear on senators and members of the House who are making one of the most sacrosanct decisions in American history. The idea of overturning the election was so mad and so destructive and is a lie from the pit of hell. And the reason I say that is because people have ruined their lives based on that lie. And, okay. The Reuters just is reporting, this is breaking news, the Trump administration today announced it was returning Cuba to the U.S. list of state sponsors of terror, a move that could complicate any efforts by the incoming Biden administration to revive Obama-era detente with Havana. And I don't know how seriously that is going to alter whatever policy Joe Biden and the new Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, plan to pursue. But it says just 9 days before Republican President Donald Trump leaves office, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Cuba was being blacklisted for repeatedly providing support for acts of international terrorism by harboring U.S. fugitives as well as Colombian rebel leaders. Pompeo also cited communist-ruled Cuba's security support for Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, which he said it allowed the socialist leader to create a permissive environment for international terrorists to live and thrive within Venezuela. Now, I think this can be viewed, and perhaps properly, as a somewhat appropriate attempt to change focus from domestic terrorism, which is what we saw horribly on Wednesday, to the continuing and very real threat of international terrorism. Will it make a huge difference at the very last couple of days of the Trump administration? I doubt it. Obviously, it's one of those issues that will come up when the new Congress and the new Democratic-controlled Senate gets to the business of confirmation of President-elect Biden's major appointees. Back to the great question that Craig asked from New Jersey about the responsibility of the Republican Party. Look, I do think that people like Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley do bear a certain role of responsibility for what happened. Because if you are going to credit this whole idea that the election was stolen and that somehow pressure by marching to Washington can overturn the results of the election, then you are promoting people to do all kinds of terrible things. There's a front page story, and it's an excellent story in the Wall Street Journal, but it's a very depressing story. It's under the headline, One Man's Descent into Mob That Breached the Capitol. And it says, on Doug Sweet's first trip to the U.S. Capitol, a 13-year-old in 1975, he tilted his head back, gazed up at the glistening white dome, and thought it was the most awesome thing he had ever seen. On his second trip to the Capitol, he joined a mob of Trump supporters, this is the Wall Street Journal writing, who smashed their way into the seat of the U.S. Congress and finished his visit handcuffed face down on the floor. The 45-year journey between those two visits was marked by bright idealism and belief in dark conspiracies, by a solitary existence and a newfound fraternity with those convinced there is no way Joe Biden could possibly have beaten Donald Trump in the 2020 presidential election. It didn't matter that no evidence of widespread election fraud emerged or that more than 50 legal claims filed by the Trump campaign have been dismissed by courts. Mr. Sweet put his faith in Mr. Trump and his allies, who for weeks had implored followers to rise up against the outcome of a national election they said was rigged. He said, this is Mr. Sweet, he said, hey, I need my digital soldiers to show up on January 6th. And we all did. The mob that stormed the Capitol last Wednesday was a combustible stew of QAnon conspiracy theorists like this guy, armed rampagers, and extremist personalities, as well as more ordinary Trump loyalists determined to fulfill the president's desire to persuade or intimidate lawmakers into undoing his election loss. A Capitol police officer was killed, and four others died as well. The Wall Street Journal interviewed Mr. Sweet at his home after police included him on a list of those arrested. He's a man who dipped his toe in the pool of wild and false conspiracy theories during the Obama administration and is now up to his neck in it, wallowing in resentments and anger that others can't see how the elites are scheming to destroy America the way he can. He has become intractably fixated on beliefs so extreme but widespread that he is estranged from his elder daughter. They asked him, okay, does he believe in QAnon? That Hillary Clinton and Bill Gates and George Soros are drinking children's blood and Nancy Pelosi too? And child trafficking out of the basement of a pizza parlor, he does believe it. Emmanuel in Gig Harbor, Washington, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hey, Michael, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You bet.
I want you to look into your crystal ball for the next 2 years for the midterms and the next four for the presidential. And the fact that Donald Trump has all these followers that he's not going to let go. He'd be a fool to just drop the Twitter followers, and he's going to find a way to keep those. With every election now being so close, where 1,000 votes here and 1,000 votes there can make a difference, is the Republican Party going to have to somehow approach Trump 2 years from now and seek his blessing? Because if he fragments off even just a small portion of his followers and basically, you know, the way he threw Mike Pence under the bus, go, you know what, I'm not going to approve this Republican candidate for whatever reason.
Okay, Emmanuel, that is a great question, and we will get into it, because it's at the very heart of this desire to impeach President Trump. Because what they're trying to do is not remove him from office. He's leaving office anyway. What they're trying to do is that clause in impeachment, it's right in the Constitution, that would bar him from ever holding office again. Now, is that possible? Could they get 16 or 17 Republican votes in the Senate for that? We will see in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.